You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Beckley, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, I have asked the people who have been this far along on the journey with us to support the people who support us. And Game Time has been a very good sponsor to this show. They have taken Taylor, who is a Knicks fan, and turned him into content. They have made him somebody who, on behalf of Metalark Media, is riding through the swamp ass of the Eastern Seaboard in a train to get to Madison Square Garden and a train station so that he can be foul and smelly around Joel Embiid this evening. It is a Knicks fan's dream and delight to be loud and proud on a train headed to support the Knicks tonight.
It's called Penn Station. It's not your average train station. Okay,
okay,
it's Penn Station.
All right, but it's ass. It's smells like ass train station.
It's 28 yes. hours.
It's the Mecca. So yeah, and it drops you off right there, belches you out into Madison Square Garden, where you can then heckle and make fun of Joel Embiid. So Taylor has arrived. Our thanks to Game Time for making all of this happen. Taylor, where are you? What are you doing? What are the stories from the trip that are worth telling? 28 hours on a train.
Yeah, I am in Penn Station. Stu, I could kiss the ground right now, but you know how dangerous of a game that would be.
Wouldn't do it.
Very, very dangerous game. I get on the train, and the first stop, there's nobody sitting next to me. The second stop, somebody gets on and sits next to me. I'm like, hey, where are you going? And this guy's like, I'm going all the way to New York. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is, it was worst case scenario, a guy sitting next to me the entire train ride. But along the way, Florence, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., people were stopping and really treating me like I was running a marathon, looking at them. And, you know, a lot of them were saying, like, Taylor, you could do it. We believe in you. It felt a little weird at times.
Like fans of the show. Fans of the show are climbing aboard the train during stops and bringing you like snacks and support?
Yes, exactly. They're asking me what kind of snacks I like, when I'm going to be in their city. They're tracking the trains to see when my stop was going to come through their town. And some of these are like 2 a.m. In the middle of the night.
Well, wait a minute. How much time do they have with you at each stop? Do they just run in and give you like some goldfish and then run out?
It feels like when you see like a garbage guy going through a town where it's like he gets off, he puts the garbage, and he's still the truck is still moving. He's got to jump back on. That's what it felt like at times. And I tried to talk to them for a bit, but then somebody from the train would be like, "Hey, you got to get back on." And I think everybody
that's a great out.
Kind of looking
right.
So it's literally Taylor swiftly. It's as quickly as we can do this. You have to get back on the train. Nice meeting you.
Yes.
I was only here for 4 minutes on my way to 28 hours elsewhere.
Yeah, and a lot of people were looking at me like, why is this guy getting off the train, and who are these people?
Because you're a big celebrity. No, who's getting off at 2 a.m.? They think you're a drug mule along the Eastern Seaboard. You've got these choreographed stops where people are handing you boxes. You're being arrested by a bunch of teams when you arrive at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, and the guy who was sitting next to me on the plane was like, yeah, I'm afraid of flying, so I was just vacationing in Orlando. So I'm coming back to New York. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, how much time do you have? It's kind of a long story, kind of a weird story. Nothing really makes sense about it. But Bad news for Joel Embiid. I made it.
Yeah. Do you have anything left, Taylor? Are your legs going to be underneath you today? Because they're going to need every ounce of that energy. And once again, thank you to Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use a code TRIPFROMHELL for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Game Time was very kind to send Taylor to Madison Square Garden via train.
I was told.
Yeah, my biggest.
That was a question for Taylor.
Oh, sorry. No, I was told as part of his penance was he doesn't have a room. So are you just wandering the streets from now until game time?
I'm from New York, so a little bit outside the city. So I'm going to have to try to figure out how to meet up with my parents later. I'm going to send a few texts to Pablo, see if I could shower at Pablo's.
we couldn't get you a hotel room.
The answer is no from Pablo, just seriously. So you know. Listen, there's a Blarney Stone a couple of blocks away. Go there. Tell Jimmy Stugat sent you. He'll have you spend the entire day there. He'll make you some soup. It will be a great time. Or you can go to the Heart, which is right down the block. You tell Mikey there that Stugat sent you. You're good. Baked clams. Fantastic.
Taylor, do me a favor. Taylor, do this and record it.
Yep.
Say that all again, please. Do this. Try and get what Stugatz is promising you, and take me where that journey ends up.
The baked clams specifically.
Yes. The Heart, which is right down the block. That's Mikey. Tom Stugatz send you great baked clams. I recommend the cheeseburger, perhaps the two dogs and French fries. Very good. Okay, not dirty water dogs. You can get those anywhere. These are Heart
but
dogs.
What's Mikey going to do for him?
Well, Mikey will take care of him.
Treat him like a king.
He'll have a place to stay the entire time. I believe there's a shower at the Harp, so you'll be able to shower there. And then you have the Blarney Stone just a couple of blocks
away. You're offering Taylor. He's saying he's going to shower at Pablo's. I'm
offering him a roof. I mean, that's what I'm doing.
You're offering him lodging.
Well, and alcohol. Yeah.
Food and lodging.
Yes. And friends and conversation.
Should you be doing that on behalf of somebody without checking with them first?
Well, let me talk to Mikey. Tell him Stugatz sent you. See how it goes.
I trust you.
There you go.
All right.
My biggest worry is that I've slept maybe in like 30-minute increments for the entire 28-hour trip, that I'm going to be so tired that I fall asleep before the game and miss the game completely.
So I'm going to have to set a lot of alarms. You weren't able to sleep on the train?
Very few and far between.
Any other highlights worth reporting?
No, this train ride was for all the little people, everybody who doubted. Everybody who said I couldn't do something.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Game
speech.
Time.
Okay.
A champion.
An underdog acceptance from Taylor.
We need the Sixers to win today.
A real hero. Taylor's a real hero on behalf of his Knicks. What did he do?
Well,
he just sat there for 28 hours.
He did have to talk to somebody like
the
whole time.
Chirping at him.
That's real bad.
He sat there and alerted the authorities.
Did you trade contact info?
You don't tell that guy your destination. What you do to get rid of him is say, hey, this is my stop. You get out. You get on a different cart. I mean, that's what you do.
Okay, but they're assigned seats.
I mean, really?
You still have
no one's paying attention.
Okay, stunning that Stugatz would be a train expert.
You sit where you want.
Okay, good talk, Stugatz. I'm glad that you would provide excellent analysis of GA on a train for 28 hours. Don't know the last time you've been on a train. Don't want to talk to you about this anymore. Taylor, thank you for being on with us.
It's
excellent.
Good
dismount.
Oh, was that the promo code you were trying to say? Trip from hell.
Trip from hell. There it is. Just askew. I love that as the end of the video. Just a train station. A heroic finish to a heroic trip. 28 hours where he just sat his ass on a train. It would be unpleasant. We're all agreeing with that, right? There are very few circumstances, if you're not in a room that has a bed in it or something, that sitting on a train for 28 hours isn't going to be unpleasant, right?
No, it sounds very unpleasant, and kudos to Taylor. The Knicks mean that much to him that he would pitch this idea himself to get some airtime. Come on, we know what's going on there.
But
this was good. So pretty much now the bar is he's either got to be on a speedboat,
that's right,
or ride up the entire Eastern Seaboard via train. And we actually like the proof's in the pudding. Solid segments.
I want to one memorable segments. One of them derailed our relationship with the Daily Show. But memorable segments, nonetheless. The thing I wanted to ask you guys, because I know a lot of people object to me, quote unquote, talking politics or being about politics when yesterday is about as sportsy of a show as we've ever done, because I also like sports, but I am interested in the human condition and not politics. But I saw here a story, and let's just take the politics out of it for a second, because a South Dakota governor. Put it on the poll, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Have you ever met somebody from South Dakota? I have not. At Le Batard Show. Have you ever met someone from South Dakota? But the South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, was being talked about, or is being talked about, as a vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump. And I don't want to get into everything that will be happening in 2024 as we try to distract ourselves with sports during a poisoned election year where we're really choosing between two old people who don't represent the best of what you'd want for our future in leadership, just because they're in I don't mean to be ageist about this, but we can do better in terms of declining mental facilities on both counts. And everything that you're seeing in front of you has a lot of poison in it. And Kristi Noem is now under duress because, do you guys know this story? She has written in a book, evidently, that she had a dog, a 14-month-old dog, who was named Cricket. And Cricket evidently ate up like a neighboring chicken pen, and so in proving that she's what America needs for the future and how tough she is to get messy and ugly, she took Cricket, 14-month-old dog, out and shot it, killed it, and did it herself. And people are arguing about this, whether this is fit for leadership or not. And it just got me to thinking about everything that happened with Michael Vick and how Michael Vick is him and Craig Carton are the only ones who are allowed to come back from felony to doing sports media and having public voice. Michael Vick couldn't have expected whatever was coming with him from dog lovers. But when you guys hear this, just this, take the politics out of it and just make what it is I am the story. When you hear somebody does that to a 14-month-old dog for being a dog, and the dog incidentally also bit her, so if you don't think dogs deserve anything and should be shot, maybe you are out there. But you hear that story, and as an animal lover, I just recoil. So you hear that story, the rest of the group hears that story and does what with it?
Yeah, it's a terrible story. I mean, you don't shoot a dog under any circumstances, I don't think, unless it is grievously harmed a human being and is just—
Have you seen the movie Cujo? That's certainly a circumstance.
A rabid dog.
You had to shoot that.
There was no option.
Right. Okay, that's fine. It did happened a long time ago. It happened like 10 or 12 years ago, which I think is a mitigating factor a little bit. I don't know what her state of mind was at that time, but it was a hunting dog that was apparently a terrible hunting dog. Okay, so instead of shooting it, you know, give it to somebody who's going to raise it as a pet.
It needs to be trained. It's a puppy.
Yeah, and it's a very trainable breed, the German short-haired pointer. My neighbors had German short-haired pointers. I knew the breed quite well. Wonderful dog. But
strange wheelhouses today, that and the 1973 wife swap.
Yeah.
Strange places for you to have expertise.
You know what? As an 18-year-old, I was the youngest official scorer in professional baseball nationwide.
That's amazing.
It's incredible when I think back to it. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's been a lovely cruise.
It has been a lovely cruise.
Yeah.
In fact, Pete Ward, who was the manager of the Fort Lauderdale Yankees at one time, called up to the press box to try to get me to switch one of my calls so that one of his pitchers would get a no-hitter. But that's a whole different story.
Right.
I would never shoot a dog.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Levitard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Stugats here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
It's that time again. The NBA playoffs are here. And boy, wouldn't it be cool to watch an NBA playoff game in person? Heck yeah, it would. And what better way to do so than by getting tickets on Game Time? Game Time's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off, which is perfect for people like you who don't plan things out. Or you're just really busy and you don't know you're going to have time to go to a game until the day of the game. And if basketball's not your thing, well, guess what? I'm on the Game Time app right now, and what's this? Oh, Megan Thee Stallion is coming to town. I could also see Bad Bunny or Blink-182, Shakira, and more, because Game Time has tickets to all the high-profile events, not just sports. You know some of my favorite features on Game Time? I can go on the app, and I can see the view from my seats, because sometimes it looks like they're going to be great, but I have no idea until I get there. But with this feature, I can actually see. Plus, they have the lowest price guaranteed. And as I mentioned, last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying your tickets last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Plus, Game Time has flash deals, zone deals, all-in pricing. They've got it all, plus the lowest price guarantee. Or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And at Game Time, you always get the Game Time ticket coverage. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Don Lebatard.
Sub 500 seasons, it's been lonely. Now the best players on our side. Been losing and losing for much too long. But now we're back with New York pride.
Stugats.
Jalen. You've got us on our feet, Jalen. We're gonna win the East, Jalen. Without Randall, we're still doing fine.
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugats.
I don't think we've had a lot of hard net workouts better than that one. Now, I know that the hard net workout has been a little inconsistent lately, but I will assure everyone listening to this that Greg Cody is never in on the joke. Never, ever in on the joke. It infuriates him. He still doesn't understand it. I believe the best one ever was this one. I don't think this one can be topped.
Me, yeah. Dan, everyone. We told you repeatedly to go to the doctor. You ignored us. You finally went to the doctor, and the results of your visit to the doctor were what?
Yeah, after several tests, they found a tumor in my chest.
It's Dan, Stu, and Greg Cody on ESPN Radio.
It wasn't. Now, this what just happened wasn't quite that good. But do you want to take me through what it is that just happened to you? Because you kept talking after the break, yeah. But we had already clipped you at what was it that you said that you I would never shoot a dog, a non sequitur from what it is that you had been talking about.
I can't remember where. I think I was talking about official scoring, right, as an 18-year-old.
No, you were talking about the place that I was hoping that story would go is you would tell us whether that bribe worked or not. But you segued without any warning or you segued as if you saw the hard net workout coming and needed a funny joke to get before the 1 second.
I can't remember going from one to the other.
Could they have bribed you?
No, they couldn't have. Of course not. And Pete Ward would never do that. Went on to have a decent career as a Chicago White Sox third baseman, corner infielder. But I think that was before his manager.
Why are you telling us this?
People care. A lot of Pete Ward fans out there.
He tried to bully you into a no-hitter.
Yeah, he called. He called up to the press box.
He was suggesting.
Right? I think he knew that I was very young, but right. As I was saying off air, the older gentleman who was the scoreboard operator and another older gentleman who was the announcer, I would consult them because I'm 18 years old.
Sure.
If it's a close call, I'm like, hey, you guys see that as a hit like I do?
Right.
And so I believe we were all simpatico on this call, Pete Ward. Did not agree with it. I don't recall him yelling or threatening. I just recall him.
Thank you for bringing that story back to light all these years later, giving us all the details that the Pete Ward details that no one knew to have or cared to have.
That's exactly right.
What if old Pete Ward pulled out a C note? You give him a no-hitter? Or?
I'd probably negotiate upward.
There's no amount of bribe that would have gotten you, an 18-year-old Greg Cody, to change his call?
No. I'm a man of integrity.
All right. The thing I wanted to ask the group here, because Jerry Seinfeld is now going viral, Stugatz, and you know that I like to talk about the climate that the funny people find themselves in. Jerry Seinfeld is close to 70 years old. Jerry Seinfeld, comedy tends to age poorly generally, and I understand in the climate of today why comedians, even the greatest like him, would look at what's happening around comedy and not like how stifling it is. So I want to, as someone who has deeply admired Seinfeld's choices, Stugatz, because he just quit with the best television show and then made a really other cool television show, doesn't have to do anything else, and makes funny things. His stand-up special is, when he travels the world, it is a comedian's comedian stand-up. Even if it's about nothing, the comedy is expert. You are watching a craftsman who all the other comedians want to please, because he is the king of, I took this thing that is the hardest thing. You don't get any health benefits. It's just you and your funny, the expectation of funny. And I turned it into, I've got studios filled, airplane hangars filled with cars. I love classic cars. I'm a monster success. And then my co-creator goes and creates another show for 12 years that is one of the best shows, that never runs out of material, that honors the first show. The run of television over 25 years there, you're not going to find anything like it. Those guys are comedy gods. But Jerry Seinfeld, like a lot of comedians, even the ones who would tell you the way to handle today's cancel culture is be a better comedian, be better at comedy. Right. Don't complain about people getting offended. Just be better at comedy. Here's Jerry Seinfeld giving voice to something that is aging out in America. It's aging out in funny. It's aging out, and it feels threatened because young people have a different standard, and they'd like their comedy sometimes to be a little more polite, a little more decent.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day, most people would go, oh, Cheers is on, oh, MASH is on, oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on, All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap, and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke, well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates, like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
And he is, and he has been. He hasn't had very much in the way of ever stepping in it. And it can be said again, Larry David has navigated this course for 12 years since Seinfeld, and has done it wildly successfully, and has done it without any issues. But that would be politically on the other side. What Seinfeld is saying there is different than what Larry David has been. I don't think Larry David complains about PC culture, does he?
I don't think so. It was also interesting that he singled out the left instead of the right, or both, or neither. But I think he's right. I mean, nowadays you have to be so careful about what you say and who's in the audience and whether they're going to heckle you. I think heckling is back with stand-up comics now, because you're going to offend somebody by saying just about anything, unless it's benign,
is heckling
observational
back?
Humor.
Is heckling back? Are you making the announcement that not only the Panthers are going to win the Stanley Cup, but are you also making the announcement that heckling is up at comedy clubs?
Heckling is back. Yes, I am making that announcement from observation. I am.
My observation is that comedy is having a real renaissance period right now, and everyone is getting over on the fact that there's this presumed boogeyman of PC culture. I mean, making fun of the culture has been hugely financially rewarding for all these big top-line comics that if there were actually these things in place that were out there to cancel them effectively, wouldn't be as huge as they are right now. It's just, it's a very convenient argument, and it's almost as if the industry has to keep propping that up because it goes directly into their wallet if you have this renegade stand-up comedian that goes at that notion.
It pays to be Andrew Schultz. It pays to... They are filling out arenas right now all over the place.
Mainstream comedy right now is to openly have open disdain for this presumed villain, this foil of the art of stand-up comedy. And right now in my lifetime, stand-up comedy has never been hotter.
But I would say there is a foil, though. The foil, though, the thing that is happening with what Seinfeld is saying, Stugatz, that is both right and wrong, is there is a whole bunch of comedians, Mike was lamenting brands before, who have their own counterculture thing, who might be too hot for everything else in America, who are absolutely using corporate control, Andrew Schultz among them, as the new thing to say, the way people used to complain about just the media, and everyone can get behind, yeah, the media. The idea that corporations are trying to control, though, they are. That's not false. Like,
yeah, they are.
There are more hands in this pot telling comedians or trying to tell everybody what to do than there have ever been. Aggressive.
And they all have Netflix specials.
Middle managers.
That works to the comedian's advantage, though. It gives them a foil. It gives them something to rail against.
These big-time companies that are standing in the way of progress and actual true comedy. Let me work with Netflix. It's a little hypocritical. Like, we can all see through it, and it's great for the industry to keep that perception out there.
I don't think people see that, Mike.
I think that there's a real difference between, say, what Chappelle was doing over the course of, and I don't want to rehash it, over the course of three stand-up specials where one of the great communicators of our time struggled to get a joke across the line and just, you know, saying, like, what, I can't make fun of unibrows anymore? It's just a little bit different, but it's all good. The tide has been raised by whether we like it or not or agree with it or not. The perception is reality, and the tide has been raised because all these talented comedians are having a go at it.
I don't think most people see it, though. I don't think that most people understand that it is at least a thriving time in comedy because Louis C.K. can exist in a place amid all these other podcasts where it feels like they're too hot for the mainstream, and they continue to feed their brand as the only places that you can get Louis C.K.
That's why it's intellectually lazy to just label everything cancel culture or previously, and I know Seinfeld's trying to bring it back, like what's referred to as politically correct behavior, because it's not a catch-all. There is a difference between what Louis C.K. did and then having to go at an overweight audience as a part of the crowd work in your act. Like, it's just different, but it all gets to say someone's out to get me, and everyone loves, even when they're not, you know, at a central casting looking like a victim, it is very popular in today's day and age. It's a brand to play the victim.
Okay, Mike, you're more of a consumer of stand-up comedy than I am, so I'm going to ask you this.
But you just announced that heckling is back.
I believe heckling is back, yes.
I think heckling's back, too.
Because stand-up comedy is back.
More people are going to see stand-up comedy shows, so you'll see
but
more.
But here's my question. You're implying that there's some renaissance and big comeback for stand-up comedy. I would suggest there's just more stand-up comics who are feeding on the fact that there's a hunger for content. We see it in sports, and we're also seeing it in comedy, where there's so much streaming and so many opportunities to have televised stand-up comedy.
Yeah, but I think it's concrete data. Like, Netflix is spending more on these specials. Comedians are really enjoying the fruits of their labor in ways, and in many ways it was brought about because of the pandemic, because these people were out there, people were stuck to their devices, stuck in their homes, and a lot of comedians, Andrew Schultz chief among them, I think, and Joe Rogan, were speaking in real time to a crisis of people's lives. And because of that, people were binging stand-up specials and found more out. Things like TikTok and IG Reels.
Their podcast clips.
Yeah, the pandemic also helped. And this whole culture, some of it legitimate, but this thing that is standing in the way of you laughing and having a good time and in your time out. It all mixed up into this amazing stew that's making a lot of people a lot of money.
A thing that's not real. They exist with great freedom to laugh at everybody.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Don Levitard.
Quiet man.
Yes.
You know, I'm a married man. I don't cheat on my wife, despite that gratuitous line in back in
that
my
you
day.
Wrote.
Stugatz.
I wish you were here, my wife. I really miss her. No, I don't. That's the thing about being married. You know, you're not allowed to say, I don't miss my wife. I've been gone 2 days. I haven't been gone long enough to miss my wife. I'm sorry. I call her.
You
I'm on the phone with her for 30 seconds. You know,
that
what am I? Hello. All right. We'll see ya. All right. And then, you know, I'm going to see her in 2 days. How's Jumpin' Charlie? Good.
This is the Don Levitar Show with the Stugatz.
Or maybe I fainted. This is a lovely bruise. Yeah, baby, this is a lovely bruise. Yeah, honey, this is a
I want to shout out Yeti and Andrew Streeter for all the fine work that they do for our show and for the Greg Cody featuring Greg Cody show.
Yeah, with. Thank
okay.
you.
Fine.
Greg they, Cody they show dropped, featuring Greg Cody.
Right.
No.
Not,
with,
Greg, not Greg with. Cody
That's
show.
My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry okay. I screwed that up.
Right.
Yeah, it's with.
So it's a Greg Cody show featuring Greg Cody.
No, with.
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 Vines.
With.
I don't know what it is. I can't get that one down.
You know, I'd have to have a pretty big ego to feature myself on my own show. It's with.
With.
Well, it was a great day for songs on the show.
Why?
And that Chris Cody playing that great song gave us all the excuse that we need, I think, to relive one of my favorite songs that I've heard on this show in recent memory, the Me Maximum song.
Me Maximum. Me Maximum.
Me Maximum. Fuck yeah! Greg is king and you're his peasants. Me Maximum. Fuck yeah! My way is the only way, yeah. If we share a hotel room, you know who you answer to. Me Maximum. Fuck you! My comfort is of most importance. Me Maximum. Fuck you! Say it again so they can hear it in the back, yeah! When you are the patriarch, no one else's feelings matter. Vacation,
Me Maxima.
Restaurants,
Me Maxima.
Articles,
Me Maxima.
The Cody Show,
Me Maxima.
PFBI,
Me Maxima.
Back in my day,
Me Maxima.
Hee-haw 3,
Me Maxima.
It's hee-haw me.
That's so ridiculous.
We
you
don't often do hard rock. We don't often do aggressive.
Soup of the day,
Me Maxima.
That kind of thing,
Me Maxima.
And you know
Me
it,
Me Maxima.
Pride of a lion,
Me Maxima.
Boat shoe,
Me Maxima.
Miller Lite,
Me Maxima.
In my garage,
Me Maxima.
All night,
Me Maxima.
Falling down,
Me Maxima.
Getting hurt.
that kind of thing.
Do you have a back in my day today?
Of course. You know better than to ask that. It's heat playoff.
Yeah.
Plus, I've had a serious injury.
Tuesday. Maintenance. Yeah. It's Tuesday.
No, but it's Tuesday in the midst of heat. Panthers playoff.
The only other time I think that we have done an aggressive song off the top of my head, because aggressive is hard. That was Mike. Mike, you did Pouncy Block. I want to revisit Pouncy Block real quick, because going and summoning the stuff that you have to do the aggressive versions of this song makes it hard. I don't think many have tried it very much. So I just want to go back to reminding everyone of that time that the Dolphins thought they were going to win a game, and then the Jets, Darrell Revis had a pick six, and Mike Pouncey was chasing him, and for reasons that were unbeknownst to everybody, when he realized he wasn't going to catch him, he just did a somersault, and Darrell Revis ran 100 yards in the other direction. And for some reason, this Mike made Mike Ryan do AC/DC. Greg Cody, I've been remiss today. I owe the apology to the audience for a couple of things. One, I keep confusing you when I say the local hour is a different time than you expected. I'm sorry that I keep doing that. Two, I want to apologize because we have not gotten to any of your draft coverage. You are a draft expert. You had, again, more exactos, more Zagakis than anyone, except for a handful of people who had more. And
Name them.
Peter Schrager.
Yep.
Really? How many?
He is claiming he had the most exactos of anyone who was doing mock drafts.
And how many would that be?
I'm reading the story right now, but it seems to appear like, Greg, I'm looking at it right now. He had J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings, and he had Bo Nix to the Broncos.
I did too.
You had both those guys.
Mm-hmm.
He did, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Back off.
The Vikings one was,
I'm just pointing it out.
Why don't you know what Greg has?
There was some question, I believe, and I could be wrong, about the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy, because Greg had the player going to the team but at a different pick, because if you remember, the Vikings traded up. So there was kind of some confusion as to how that would count.
I could see Greg making that an exacto. I can see, or a Zagacki. I could see him making that a Zagacki just because he got it in the right number, but not the right team.
Okay, there's
is there a controversy around
this? No, the other way.
This?
He got the right team, but the wrong number because the Vikings traded up.
Correct.
An exacto is the right player to the right team in the first round. Okay.
Oh.
And now, a super exacto.
Wait a minute, what?
Super exacto,
wait,
yeah, keep up.
Minute,
yeah.
Listen. What?
Exactly. That's right. What a zagacto is,
no,
right?
No.
Super exacto. Yes.
Super exacto is a zagacto.
Yeah. You guys are confusing.
No, guys, Greg, come on. It's a different weight class.
Zagacto or zagacki? What's the best
this
of the
is already
zagacto.
Confusing enough.
No.
It's not a zagacki. It's a zagacto.
Let Greg speak.
You are.
It's a fine.
What is the best of them?
Okay, a super zagacto.
Wait a minute, what?
You just added super.
Let's start again.
You know that you just added super to this to make it extra confusing.
No. There's exacto, super exacto.
I didn't even know what an exacto and a zagacto was.
Hear the man out.
Exactly. Okay, right. Let's let him talk.
A super exacto, a.k.a. zagacto, is right player to right team in exact order.
You said that there is a super zagacto.
That's different than a super zagacto is a super exacto. A super zagacto is different.
What is a super zagacto?
A super zagacto is the right player to the right team in the exact order.
Right.
Okay, that's so rare, with especially because you'd have to factor in trades and everything, mm-hmm. which is just
it's rare,
hellscape.
But you got the first four this year.
A super exacto is getting J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings at 11 because they've traded up. Right. You've never done a super exacto? You didn't have a trade knowing a trade. Have you ever had? Has there been? It's a unicorn, super exacto.
It's a Gactamundo.
I have 9 exactos. 8 of them are super exactos.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or zagactos.
Yes. Mm.
The only exception, the only ordinary exacto I have is McCarthy, because I had him going to Minnesota in the original 5th spot.
11th.
Or 11th. But they traded up and ended up getting him 10th.
I'm seeing here Schrager had 12 team player matches in the first round.
Okay, I had none.
Because of trades, he didn't necessarily hit all of them in the right selection spot. Right.
It was a great mock. He had Chop going to the Dolphins. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he works for the NFL, so.
Okay, he had 12, he so know? He has inside information.
Yeah. No, there was a profile done on him that says nobody works the bar at the combine better than Peter Schrager.
Wow. Yeah, well, I've seen him there. You know, I go to the combine all the time.
That's When's true. The last time I'm you were at the film. Combine? Seriously.
Name
you
the bar.
Have you ever been to the combine? He's not here to be quizzed.
I think I might have gone to the combine once.
Greg can tell you one thing about all of downtown Indianapolis. St. Elmo's.
Oh,
that's
my
all
God.
He can tell you.
That's where everything cocktail. Happens.
And that's shrimp cocktail.
That's it. That's the only thing he can't tell you anything else. But there are scouts there. And that is where the NFL goes to dine.
Yes.
Where the NFL goes to dine.
It's the only place.
And Schrager will work that room.
You know what? I give Schrager credit. It's tough getting 12. I had 9. Mm-hmm. Junior only had 8.
Yeah.
But is your analysis only going to be how many you got right and others got right? Or are you going to have good football analysis that people are going to want, or just self-involved meandering?
It's mostly self-involved meandering. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, okay, and I'm being very honest right now. The reason that I can even compete with a Kuiper is that those guys overanalyze. They get so much information overload. They're hearing from so many people. They don't know what to do at the end of the day. Okay, I don't have that problem. I have my picks are.
You streamline it.
You have plenty of problems.
You take all of their mock drafts.
Yeah, and you dealt with off the field stuff that none of them had to deal with. Yeah. Exactly right.
Adversity.
Yeah, it's hard to get zagactos, and it's even more difficult to get playoff tickets. As you know, the secondary market, there's all sorts of fees, prices.
I was just going to do this for you.
Up, down, all around.
But you see, it's hard. I've heard there's an easy way to do it,
Mike. There is. And let me tell you the easiest way. It's to download the Game Time app, Billy. Create an account. Have you done this yet?
I have.
You have. And you use promo code Dan?
I forgot.
Well, use promo code Dan.
And I was kicking myself.
For $20 off your first purchase, terms apply, last minute tickets. I love the technology within this app because you could look to your left, look to your right. You could see all that from your seat. Lowest price, guaranteed. Great customer service. I've been in a pickle once before. Customer service got back to me like that. I got my money back and then some.
Everywhere in the
guaranteed world,
customer service sucks. Not at Game Time.
No. Right. Everywhere else, customer service is bad.
Everywhere else.
Not at Game Time.
Yep.
The only place to figure it out how to make customer service good. That's my opinion. That's not part of the copy.
That's not just your opinion. That's a fact.
Guaranteed.
I'm downloading the Game Time app right now.
That's not guaranteed or a fact.
You don't know how to do
that. Look at him. Look at what he's doing. He's just pawing.
Promo code DAN, and on your first purchase, you get $20 off.
Billy, how could you forget to use the promo code?
I'm a numbskull.
Do better,
Flash
Billy.
Flash pricing.
Yeah.
Do better.
Sometimes the prices go down the closer you get to tip off.
It's true.
I wrote a book.
That's an unbelievable. We won't do better than that today. We won't.
I wrote a book.
I mean, Greg's H&O is pretty great.
I wrote a book.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.